Listen, we were never meant to fight each other. Right now. Right now the fire is not coming from outside, it is burning from within. Brothers chasing brothers, sisters fearing sisters, black hands raised against black faces, not strangers, but reflections. They said foreigners are stealing our job, but tell me, when did hunger get a passport? When did survival need a visa? A Malawian child runs, a Zimbabwean shops burns, a Nigerian dreams blaze on the street, and somewhere, a South African mother cries not knowing she's mourning her own. We forgot. We forgot that borders were never drawn by us. We forgot that lines on the map were inked by those who never wanted us united. Once warned us, the forces that divide us are stronger than those that unite us. And still, we walk into the trap with open eyes and closed heart. Stood for a freedom that did not choose color, did not choose tribe, did not choose nationality. But today, we rewrite his dream with anger. Tell me, how can Africa rise when Africa fight itself? How can we build economy by breaking each other? Foreigners, they are not inventors, they are contributors, builders of small shops, creators of movement, part of the same struggle to survive, to eat, to live with dignity. You call them outsiders, but poverty recognizes no country. We are one story told in different accent, one pen spoken in different languages, one people divided by illusions. The truth is simple. The enemy was never your brother. The trap was set long time ago, divide them, confuse them, turn them against each other, and watch them destroy themselves. And today, we are performing exactly as planned. But we can stop. We can choose differently. We can remember that unity is not a slogan, it is survival. Because if Africa stand together, no force can shake it. But if Africa fight itself, we fall without being pushed. So, before you throw that stone, before you light that fire, before you chase that man, ask yourself, am I fighting my enemies or finishing my enemies' work?
Oh,